I was right. Something is most definitely up. This whole week, the weather has been getting stormier and stormier, and Cameron and Martin have been getting closer and closer. They're even sitting together now. And before moving seats, Cameron made a big show of thanking me and Raheem for showing him around and helping him settle in. Such a fako. Mrs. Riddell is usually all over this sort of thing, but she doesn't seem to notice.
What a lovely thing to say.
All right, sweetheart. You pop your things on the other table. Rory's made some space for you. She called Cameron sweetheart. Sweetheart? That made me grip the table so hard that my fingers hurt. I'm the sweetheart! Not that I'm jealous, obviously. Just pointing out that he isn't one, you know? Don't get me wrong, it's nice to be sitting next to Raheem again, but now it's double trouble at the table behind me, and somehow Mrs. Riddell doesn't see any of it. And you know the worst bit? Raheem and Lily don't see any of Cameron's antics either. They never catch him smirking at me, just smiling apparently. I know the difference between a smile and a smirk, and what Cameron does is a smirk. I've been thinking about this all evening, and looking at my story mountain, I realise something. You know who smirks in Bollywood movies? Not the hero, not the sidekick, the villain.